Alison Krauss performed this song a couple of years ago on her number one country album, Paper Airplane, but Lay My Burden Down was written by Aoife O'Donovan, who's now given her own voice to her own song. It's the first track of her debut solo record, Fossils.
If I was cast out on the sea, would you come? Let me sink beneath the waves so blue.
And Aoife O'Donovan joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Any concern about leading off your debut CD with your own song, but already reasonably well known in another voice?
Well, certainly concern was there. The person who really encouraged me to go ahead and put that song first on the record was my producer, Tucker Martin. He felt that my version of the tune really set a nice tone for the record, and I kind of went with him on that one. I left it in his hands, and I'm happy that it leads off the record. It's a pretty different version than Allison's, and I think there's room for both.
If you can make it through the day, it's not that far. No, it's not that far.
My years as a band member in Crooked Still, mostly, but also with other side projects like Sometimes Why, etc., have definitely helped shape me as a musician and as a collaborator. And those are things that I kind of wouldn't trade for anything. The experience of going on the road with a band and not having the stress of kind of everything kind of falling on your shoulders. Those are things that are important.
Let's listen to something from the new album, and this is the song Fire Engine.
Down on the ground, put my pebbles in a mound. Gotta dig a little deeper to hide these jewels that I found from the fossils and the fables told to me by my neighbor. 3 blocks down, when you were able, make a sound.
This song is where we hear fossils. So should we know immediately why the whole album comes into shape with that, why it's called that?
I think that in that song, it's a little bit of a love song, but I'm talking about in that chorus, getting down on the ground, putting my pebbles in a mound, and sort of having to dig a little deeper to find the jewels, or to hide the jewels. That sort of changes from chorus to chorus. And that, to me, is a metaphor for kind of getting your ducks in a row, which I think does have a lot to do with putting this album out, mm-hmm. waiting for your ducks to be in a row. And among the fossils and the fables, both kind of, to me, very beautiful images of things old and sort of, but that can continue to be relevant. So some of these tunes on the album are older than others, and they're still relevant to me. There's still songs I love to sing, and that the same goes for kind of the songs that I grew up singing, old folk songs, the songs that I sing in Crooked Still. They're fossils in a certain way as well.
How did you come to grow up singing old folk songs?
My father is from Ireland. He mm-hmm. came to the U.S. in 1980 and met my mom and stayed. And he has a great love for folk music, as does my mother. So I was kind of constantly surrounded by Irish folk music specifically. He's got an Irish folk radio show. And through him and through my mom, I was also exposed to a lot of American folk music and ended up just really embracing it and going on to kind of study it in college. And here I am now.
Let's listen to a cut from this new CD that is not traditional Irish. This is a song called Beekeeper. Conscious effort to sort of mix things up, step it up here?
Not really. I think, you know, when I went to college at the New England Conservatory of Music, I was studying in a program called Contemporary Improvisation. It started out as being called the Third Stream Department, and somebody who was playing on my record called my music Third Stream Country, which I really liked. It sort of has the jazzy influence, but it also has a very sort of rooted Americana influence as well.
I have been, I confess, all week off and on rehearsing how to say your name. And Aoife I can manage if I don't look at how it's spelled,
which is
A-O-I-F-E.
Aoife is a super common name in Ireland.
Right.
And Aoife O'Donovan is also a very common name in Cork. So there are tons of Aoife O'Donovans in the town where my dad grew up. I think there are like about five that I've run into at different times in this tiny town of Clonakilty.
Now, your younger sister sings harmony vocals on this CD.
Are you going to try to say her name now?
You can tell I was avoiding it, couldn't you? It is spelled F-I-O-N-N-U-L-A.
U-A-L-A.
All right, I beg your pardon. Oh, now I know how to pronounce it.
I know, that extra A really gave it away.
Finula. Did you grow up singing together?
We did. She's 11 years younger than me. She's a college student up at McGill in Canada. And all four of us, I have two brothers in between who also sing. And we all grew up singing together. And Nula's singing is so beautiful, so pristine. And so exact, so flying her in to sing on the record was, you know, first and foremost a matter of sibling harmonies always sounding the best, but I knew it would cost me the least amount of money because she would nail it in one take.
Oh, I thought you meant just because you can always make a deal with your sister.
Well,
right?
That too.
Yeah. Wishing on a wishbone ain't wrong. Sucking on a peach stone to get strong and low. Are there connections between the your music and the Irish musical tradition?
I think there's a deep-seated way in which I approach music that's very rooted in the Irish tradition. I think I've got a great love for melody.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the old Irish ballads are, you know, some of the most beautiful melodies, the most haunting airs that you can imagine. And I think I try to incorporate that in my own music. I always start with melody kind of first and foremost when I'm working on a song. And lyrically as well, there are some images from the Irish folk tradition, but also from the American folk tradition, which, you know, kind of if you look back at it, they're very connected as well. And those images, Laying Your Burden Down, or mm-hmm. In Briar Rose, a song on the album, I kind of use a lot of folk images in that song as well. And those are things that I definitely draw from. Why you look so sad, I don't know. Did you pick your thumb, just skin your knee, running down the stairs looking for me. Everything's on fire and everyone's asleep. What do you, having grown up in a musical family and making this your life and livelihood now, what do you think music can do for people? I think music has the power to heal, of course. Music really has the power to make people feel things that I don't really think you can feel from anything else. I mean, of course, all art has that power in a certain way, but for me, specifically, music is just such a physical experience. When I hear something that really moves me, you can feel your body sort of tremble at that, and that's no small thing.
Let's describe this to our listeners. You're sitting here in our studio. And you have a guitar in your lap.
I do.
And a microphone set up and a headset on, which all of which suggest to me that you might do a song for us.
I'm thinking about it.
Can we persuade you? Tell us a little bit about it first, because you're going to play us out with a song.
So the summer of 2011, I think it was a very hot summer in New York. And I spent the 4th of July with some great friends of mine, and they were doing a pig roast in the backyard of our favorite bar, so we decided to skip the fireworks, which really upset my friend Betsy. And a couple days later, I was sitting in my apartment sweating, and I picked up the guitar, and this song just kind of came out. It's sort of a wistful love song and kind of about being lonely on the 4th of July, basically.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is
Red and White and Blue and Gold.
All right. We'll hear it right now. First, let me say thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Scott. I wanna wait for the fire to burn my eyes.
you sleep, there's a band on the boardwalk. You're tapping your feet. I'm too drunk to dance. Black and blue all on my face. I wanna fall.
Eva O'Donovan singing Red and White and Blue and Gold in her studio. Her debut solo album is called Fossils, and you can hear two more music performances recorded here in our studios at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Come on, let's kiss in the July sun, beneath the July sky. I'm feeling like it when you pass me by. Red and white and blue and gold. I want to wait for the water to touch my toes. It's the